It's the weekend. It's John Gibbons hosting. I'm joined by Neil Atkinson and Andy Heaton. And we're going to look back on the Premier League's action, but obviously with a little bit of a hint of a Liverpool agenda, so to speak. But the agenda is there. Neil says it's good. So that's a start. Positivity from the off from Atkinson as ever. And we will start with the statement results of the weekend. And it has to be Arsenal, of course, who beat Manchester City to go equal on points with Spurs at the top of the Premier League. Just for a bit of context, I'm sure you've heard some of these already, but the last time Arsenal beat Manchester City was in 2015 when Arsene Wenger was still manager, and they lost the last 12 in a row against them. I can't imagine that, Neil. Like, they've done the double over them six times in a row, which is like mad. And I know they're good, but still, you'd have thought they'd have scraped a point somewhere. I mean, Arsenal are quite good as well.
The scraping of the point is the bit that I don't understand. Like, how's that not happened? What have you done wrong that you just didn't manage just to at some point get a draw against a team? is staggering. As you say, City are good. There's no arguing with the fact that City are good, but 12 times, 12 in a row, 6 years on the bounce, getting beaten home and away, is it's relentless. So no wonder they were all delighted. They all took 0-0.
Yeah, probably. They were all delighted. And I guess that the question is, from an Arsenal point of view, what this win might do for them, Andy, because they'll have wanted to kick on from last year that the last step of the ladder is always sort of famously the hardest, really. But you look at what Jürgen Klopp managed to do at Liverpool, and he did a big jump to a title challenge from nowhere as well, sort of similar to Arsenal, really. And then he was able to take the last step, and Liverpool won the league. And everyone's looking at Arsenal, and I wasn't sure about them earlier in the season. I saw them... I watched the game against Nottingham Forest with Neil, actually, and I thought they were hanging on a little bit there, a little bit early in the season. And I saw they drop points against Fulham, and I was like, oh yeah, it's just not going to happen for them. They're going to be a solidly Champions League qualifying team. But this is the kind of result that does make you think that they might be possible. It might be possible for them to jump on another stage yet.